Today's episode, we're going to discuss CNN Plus and the failure that it was. So, if you hadn't heard, CNN Plus decided that they were going to dabble into the streaming game, just as the streaming game's dying off for companies such as Netflix and Disney and Hulu, who is also owned by Disney. And I think Prime is still doing well, but people get Amazon Prime if they're paying for shipping. So, and Amazon just acquired MGM Studios, so who knows what woke movies are in store for us coming out through Jeff Bezos. Also, with Amazon acquiring MGM Studios and Elon Musk saying that he's gonna buy Twitter, why doesn't he just buy fucking Universal Studios? Why doesn't he just buy Netflix? Like you want a platform, dude? There you go. There's a fucking platform. Make some good content. Elon Musk, how about you just fund a new Twitter slash Netflix and monopolize the whole fucking ordeal? CNN Plus, if you don't know, was offered $500 million, just $300 million more than what the Joe Rogan Experience was paid out whenever Spotify bought out the rights to that platform. But CNN decided they had $500 million. And what else can you do with $500 million besides start a failed streaming service? So I have $0 million. I have close to $0 actually, and I have a few ideas of shows that CNN could have done and been very successful with on their network. We're going to go through a few of these shows here. And CNN, I mean, I would have taken $1 million. I would have taken $25,000. I don't know about that low. I mean, these are some good ideas here, but you guys could have fucking done something. You could have came up with the show better than Saturday Night Live. That's one. You could have just paid Tim Dillon and Shane Gillis to fucking do sketch comedy, and that would have been reasonably spent, but that one's not even within my budget. So, $500 million. CNN, why is it that why we didn't get the show Drone Strike, hosted by Obama? Why is it, CNN, that the reboot of How to Get Away with Murder, starring Bill and Hillary Clinton, why was that not slated to be made? How about that wacky dude from the 90s that we all remember that was doing those infomercials that was like telling you how you could get rich and everything like that, that had the dollar signs all over his suit? Why didn't we redo that shit with Bernie Sanders starring as the lead role? Kamala Harris, she could have been given a couple million, and she could have done Kamala Park, where all the politicians dress up like old-timey Camelot Park people and just run a train on her. And it could have been like a Skinamax late night version of shows. I mean, they're all actors anyways. They don't actually run the whole fucking thing. So why is it that we couldn't just have Camelot Park, where all these people from the Bohemian Grove and all these leaders just dressed up like the British Parliament and fucked her all day? That's one show that could have happened. Yeah, Camelot Park, that would have been a good one. Who's Your Daddy, hosted by Justin Trudeau, which is kind of like the Maury Povich show. He's trying to talk to people about if they really are the father of the children or not, or whatnot. On the backdrop of that show, it could have been a picture of Fidel Castro. And it just says in like really nice cursive, "Who's your daddy?" That would have been a really cool show. You could have spent a couple mil on that one. Max or Masked and Vaxxed, hosted by Dr. Fauci. That could have been a show where he was just only interviewing people who was doing promotions on the vaccine, and they did every episode in mask. Could have been a real banger of a show if they had it going. If you haven't seen the Easter Day at the White House, our leader was off to the side of the audience talking to a young woman and her children and was rambling on about Pakistan. And he was thinking that it was Pakistan, and he was having a whole senior moment. He's like, "Oh, I remember. Oh, you look so sweet. You're so sweet and innocent. I bet you didn't know that in Afghanistan or Pakistan, I get them so confused. You know, they're all brown. I bet you didn't know that there's little kids like you just dying from a drone strike." And then the bunny's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 Mr. President, like that we can't be doing that." The bunny's the actual fucking New World Order. So I don't know how come they didn't have like a live action movie. Like, you remember Netflix's first, like, actually Netflix produced movie was with Will Smith, The Bright, and it was like all those mythical creatures or whatever. CNN Plus could have done that, and they could have done a live action Rise of the Guardians. Not to be confused with Guardians of the Galaxy, but live action Rise of the Guardians, where the Easter Bunny is actually the leader. And then like Joe Biden trying to call up good old Santa Claus, and he's like, "Hi, hey, Santa, I just want to know which one of these kids have been awful good, and they're gonna get their head smelled by me." And Santa's like, "Whoa, you have don't have access to that list, little bitch." But Rise of the Guardians on CNN Plus could have been a very, very good show. My favorite one that I would have signed up for sure, could have just gave the guy a simple $1 million. You could have gave him $1 million to do the show, and then 10 million for the big guy, and the show could have been called Peasel and Easel, and it's with Hunter Biden, and it's basically him acting like Bob Ross, but he is smoking a fat load of crack, and then paints his painting. I would have fucking paid for that. I would have canceled my Rockfin to pay for episodes of watching Hunter Biden smoke crack rock with one of the Obama children, and then them painting and talking about how hard their life is living on Air Force One, and how people don't understand how hard it is to actually take money from the Ukraine and flip it and make it their own. And all these people think that it's easy being the first child and all. I mean, I don't know. It's hard whenever you're a crackhead and you can't get money for your crack and you're searching for couch cushions. This one could have had like these dysfunctional fucks looking under the cushions of Air Force One trying to get some change so that way they can go and smoke some crack. I guess crack's getting classy these days. I always grew up thinking that crack was whack, but it turns out it's pretty fucking classy. All these elites are doing it. I thought cocaine was a hell of a drug, and cocaine was for the rich and elite people. I always thought I was too poor to do cocaine, but if the first son is doing smoking crack, Peasels and Easels would be a great show. There's so many shows that CNN Plus could have done. I'm very disappointed in you, CNN Plus. I mean, you couldn't have come up with Camelot Park. You couldn't have came up with the reboot of How to Get Away with Murder. The Clintons wrote that fucking movie. You guys really thought that you were going to be able to just settle up on streaming 60 years worth of you lying, and people are going to pay for it. Like, it could have been called the Lying Plus Service, streaming services, and you guys would have done just fine. You just go through all the bangers, starting out with like you could have done something called like Conspiracy Theory Road, where it just starts where we all became conspiracy theorists with JFK, and it's like, here's the magic bullet, and let's go further on down and let's see what's real and what's not. I mean, there's so much shit that they could have done if their agenda wasn't just woke and killing themselves. It turns out being woke and committing mass suicide is apparently all the new rage, because Disney basically can't keep their own politics out of shit. Warner Brothers has fucked themselves because they want to be woke. Toxic masculinity apparently is real everywhere other than Hollywood, where it's toxic femininity due to Jada Pinkett Smith and Amber Turd. So I know I did an episode a few episodes ago about Jada Pinkett Smith. My last episode was about Amber Turd. Pretty weird how toxic masculinity is the main problem in this world. Whenever two of the biggest actors in Hollywood have just been completely fucking put down by their wives. I mean, if this was the good old days, they would have just slapped a hoe and told them to stop. Jada probably would have liked that. She would have preferred a slap in the face and then someone else slapping her ass. But I think that Amber Turd and Marilyn Manson probably would have made an excellent couple. Like, they were just two shits passing in the night and never got it right. But Amber Turd and Marilyn probably would have been giving each other like all types of Cleveland steamers and Blumpkins and all that good stuff. All types of choke rage and shitting on each other's chests. Like, they would have been perfect. Manson would be like, next time you shit on me, can you do it on like a Nazi symbol? That'd be really cool if you could just shit on my chest, then it'd be a symbol of the great Nazis. That'd be cool. And yeah, maybe Amber Turd and Jada Pinkett will get together, but I don't think that Amber Turd has a big enough strap on for Jada to find that fine. Like I said, Warner Brothers is fucking up. Amber Turd is in the next Aquaman. Guess what? I'm not going to theaters to watch it. I might not even watch it at all. My family might watch it, so you're still getting that money out of my pocket, so I don't give a fuck. But I'm not gonna watch it. Fantastic Beasts, yeah, I don't go to the movie theaters anymore because that's dumb, but you guys will end up getting my money on that one because, you know, my wife still wants to watch it, and my kids and I have watched every other Harry Potter, so we'll watch that one, and I won't like it from the beginning. DC Dark Comics, I don't know how come you guys just don't change your name to Woke Comics, because the goddamn stuff that you guys put out on the CW is like a high school girl's wet dream. If she's 18, I guess. This is the only way I could phrase that one. But DC, you guys have turned it into WC, the Woke Comics, and it's obvious your agenda from Wonder Woman 1984 in the first 10 minutes, whenever someone's shooting at her and she throws the lasso of truth, grabs a gun, and she's like, "I hate guns. Fuck off." I thought the entire reason why movies were kept going and kept up in production during the Great Depression and during most of the wars that have ever happened was due to the fact that people need something to escape from. Now, during COVID and everything like that, whenever shows started coming back on, they had to have everyone like in the background in masks and whatnot, like NCIS. Like, people are tuning in to watch NCIS and they're still seeing people with masks. People watch that shit to escape. So you guys just keep on shoving your agendas down everyone's throat, you're gonna lose them. My predictions are is that the whole visualization of like any movies or shows or anything like that, it's gonna drastically fall off, and we're probably going to go back to the day and age of radio stories or podcasts, because I mean, they tried to cancel Joe Rogan unsuccessfully for months, and it caused him to gain 2 million more viewers. His deal with Spotify, I mean, the next time that they have to redo that contract, it's going to be 300 million. He might even just be like, "I want the 500 million that CNN was going to get because me and Jamie alone produce more shit than what they're able to." Pull that up, Jamie. For 500 million, you could give Joe Rogan more time to do his show, and then give Jamie time to do his own show where he shows podcast producers how to actually pull stuff up. Episode one, guest would be Nadav from your mom's house. And the whole time, Nadav was just trying to figure out how the goddamn Google machine works. I don't know. I really feel like this is some bullshit. Whenever CNN, give me $25,000, and I'll give you a couple fucking ideas, and you guys could make your shit work. But you guys are fucking up, and no one trusts you, and you guys have lied about everything. So just embrace the lying, go Vince McMahon style, turn heel, and just fucking start putting out some bangers that people are gonna watch. Have just go full wrestling with it. I mean, no one fucking watches you guys anyways. Let's just go full on WWF Attitude Era, and let's get all the female broadcasters doing a bra and panties match, and the guys are gonna end up just whacking each other off because that's what they do. They're liberal cucks. Whatever. This is a 15-minute rant. I don't know what else to do. I'm out.